He who can no longer pause to wonder and stand rapt in awe is as good as dead. His eyes are closed. Albert Einstein. Be curious. Read widely. Try new things. What people call intelligence just boils down to curiosity. Aaron Schwartz. I love sports. And, sadly, have a deep affinity for the teams from Minnesota. Timberwolves, Vikings, Twins, Gophers football and basketball. I say sadly because if you are at all familiar with sports, you know that Minnesota rivals only Cleveland in its rare ability to offer new hope each season and then crush the souls of its fans in cruel and unusual ways. When I was in early elementary school, my older brother bequeathed to me his collection of baseball cards, mostly 1980s Tops. I spent hours poring over them, arranging them, studying them, and trading them with friends. In those early days, an affinity was born in me for sports statistics and sports trivia. To this day, my mind is full of Kirby Puckett's 1986 season stats, Kevin Garnett's quiet but promising 1995 rookie season, and Randy Moss's breakout for the Vikings in 1998. All useless knowledge, right? What good does it do me to know that Sam Mitchell is the second leading scorer in Timberwolves history? Wouldn't I be better off devoting that brain space, that energy, to studying something more worthwhile? Maybe. But rather than digging into my propensity for pointless trivia, I think we should look at the very question itself. Would I be better off if? Isn't there something more worthwhile? Most of us tacitly assume that some knowledge is more valuable than other knowledge. If we hear that someone is going to school to study Renaissance literature, we start making, "Well, I hear the shoe sales business is booming," jokes. But if we hear that someone is going to study business or medicine, we nod approvingly. Excellent choice. Lots of possibilities there. Areas of knowledge hold a place in our mental hierarchy, even if we don't realize it. Business, leadership, productivity, finance, science, medicine, technical skills, and technology fall into one category. Philosophy, history, sociology, anthropology, and maybe literature take up another. Relationships, emotional intelligence, and other people skills, soft skills, have their place too. Theology? Well, that's a confusing one because we aren't really sure what to do with it, but we know it has some greater inherent value. Or does it? What we value. This all depends on what determines our value system for knowledge. The hierarchy most of us have, at least in the Western world, is highly pragmatic. We value knowledge based on what it will enable us to do. And by do, I mean earn. How will that knowledge secure my future financially? What career doors will it open? If we can draw a direct line from learning to earning, it's valuable to study. Christians should hold a different value system. We know that we are to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, souls, and minds. Minds equals knowledge. And love our neighbors as ourselves. So that means we need to invest our minds in something bigger. Maybe this is where theology fits in along with all the other ologies. But we still fall prey to the cultural value system that says knowledge is only as valuable as what it will gain you. We still look for the earning angle, the pragmatic angle. As a result, we usually separate and compartmentalize our learning. We have the work mind and the spiritual or relational mind. This allows us to spend time digging deep into areas of knowledge we can't quite reconcile. In the morning, we study scripture.